Mumineen, we are continuing Surah Kahf. And the verse we recited is verse number 45. And the translation goes like that. And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world is water which we send down from the sky. And the plants of earth mingle with it and then become dry twigs that the wind scatter. And Allah is omnipotent over everything. Allah is giving the example of this life, that how transient this life is. It's just like water which falls down from the heaven and is rainwater and then mixed with the plants. And you know, everything becomes beautiful and whatnot. And then what happens? Then all these green and all these things becomes dry and get scattered in the wind, you know. That's how our life is. And Allah is omnipotent over everything. We get attached to this world. Allah gives example of this world, how water falls down and how it mixes with the green vegetations and how the green vegetation becomes like dry and scatters around everywhere. That's how the world is. We get attached to this worldly things and material world so much, and we think that it's going to stay forever. But it's all going to be finished. You know, our life will be finished, our youth will be finished, our money will be finished, because we'll be going to graves and our children will leave us, you know. That's how this world is. But we get attached so much to this world. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير Amala. Wealth and children are the ornaments of the life of the world, and the everlasting good works are better with you. Your Lord is in the reward and better in expectation. Children and money is all the ornament of this life, just like Allah's example of vegetation. And we expect so much from our money and children, and most of the time you see that you get not that kind of reward from them. A lot of time you see even betrayal from the people, even your children. But Allah says that you get betrayal from this world, but what about your good deeds? Allah says everlasting good works are better with your Lord in the reward and better in expectation. Why are your expectation better? Because Allah is so merciful. Allah is so forgiving. So whatever you do, little deeds, inshallah, Allah is going to give great reward. Because He's so kind and merciful. He's Wahab. He bestows things. So you can expect a lot from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what you are getting attached to, these worldly things, are mostly you see betrayals, you know. So there is in the tafasir, Elizabeth is explained what is the meaning of everlasting good works. Everlasting good works is tasbir arba. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. These four hymns which we read always in the third and fourth rakat. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, akbar. It is, that's, if you recite that, it's going to give, it's going to stay with you as a great good deed. Then Elizabeth said, not only this, but your prayer itself would be a great good deed for you to get better reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then next thing is Allah, as Elizabeth says, that loving Elizabeth is a great reward which is Allah has said for you. And another one, what Elizabeth said is the namaz shab. Nightly prayer is a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers. Now, Allah is describing the judgment day. وَيَوْمَ نُسِيرُ الْجِبَالُ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. And the day we shall set the mountains in motion, and you will see the earth is level plain, and we muster them, nor shall we leave out any of them. All these big mountains are seeing, Allah is going to give them motion, and they'll be scattered like cotton balls, and the whole earth will become a plain, a straight plain. And you will not see anything but just plain earth. And Allah will not leave anybody but to come to that ground. Ya Allah, we should remember this day. This is a scary day for all of us. Because we will be there. And there won't be any meditation or anything. And we will be all collected in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُرِيدُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّا لَقَدْ جِتْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَةٍ بَزْعَانْتُمْ أن لن جعل لكم موعدا. Now in the next verse Allah is talking about judgment again. How Allah will collect us in the rows. أُرِيدُ عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفَّا لَقَدْ جِتْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ لَنْ نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. And they shall be presented before your Lord in ranks. You have to come to us as we created you upon the first time. But you thought that we should not appoint a tryst for you. Everybody will come to Allah as they were born first time alone. And everybody will come back to Allah just like first time with no relationship left but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody would be in the row, in the ranks, in the row. But you thought that Allah has not created any moment for you to be like that. You forgot that you will be collected in front of us. You thought it will not happen, but it's going to happen. It's for all the human beings that everybody will be on ground and everybody is standing in the row in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How scary it is. Ellen Best says there will be 120,000 ranks on the judgment day. 40,000 ranks would be from the previous nations. And 80,000 ranks would be for our prophet nation, because our prophet nation will be so big till the day of judgment. And Ayatollah Imani says in his tafsir, the ranks would be also based on your belief and your deeds. What kind of belief and deeds you had of you all the ranks, you know, inshallah. So we should be always remember the day of judgment when we'll be standing in the line in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next verse describe even more in detail about the judgment day. Ya Mullah. وَوُضِيَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ يَقُولُ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَالِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And the book is placed, and you see the guilty, fearful at what is it in, and saying, "Alas for us! What a book is this? That it leaves out nothing, small or great, but it has been numbered it, and they will find all that they did, confronting them. And your Lord does not treat anyone with injustice." The book will be open, and guilty one, we are also guilty one. But it's mostly for polytheists, but also we are part of it. We are also guilty. We will see in our book that nothing is left, small or big, whatever we did. And but especially it is for the non-believers. And they'll be afraid of that what will be there, and they'll be saying, "Ya wailatana." What is the meaning of veil? What is the meaning of veil? Veil means death. We wish we were dead before we see that, because they thought that when we die, things will be finished, but death would be easy. But seeing this would be hard, because in Jahannam and Jannah there is no death. Ya wailatana, mali haza kitab. What kind of book is this? La yugadiru saghiratan wala kabira, nothing is left, small or big. Illa asaha, it has been included. Wa wajadu ma amilu hadira, and they'll find their deeds there. Wala yazlimu rabbuka ahada, then Allah shows his beauty that I'm not going to do zulm to anybody. We'll be doing zulm to ourselves. This is the miracle of Quran, that Allah never gets angry. Allah just says that I am the just God. When you will be open our books, Allah, you must tell us that I am not going to go to zulm to you. We have done zulm to ourselves. La la taswana indi kuntum ala zalimin. Ya Mawla. So this book, you know, there are a lot of commentary about the deed book. Here in this verse, Allah talks about one deed book for the whole human being. There are verses in the Quran which talks about deed book for every person, individual deed book. And there are some verses of the Quran which says that there will be deed book for each nation. Everything is impossible because Allah is, you know, In today's world, you see how easy chips to include everything, you know. And what Imam Jafar Sadiq says about that? Imam says, there will not be a single movement of the foot or anything he has done which is not mentioned as if it is done very instant. Everything when we see it, we'll feel it. Every motion, every word, what we did just now. Because we'll say, Allah, we forgot all we did and that's how it will be. Ayatollah Imani says that our deeds are like energy and the energy does not get destroyed. So this energy will come back on a judgment day and the deeds will take shape. If you did good deeds, they will come in a good shape. If you did wrong deeds, it will come in an evil shape. That's how it will be. Now, next verse, Allah talk about our enemy, Shaitan, that why we do all this zulm on ourselves. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَلَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. And when we said to angels, prostrate to Adam, so they prostrated except Iblis. He was of the jinn and he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will you then choose him and his seed as your protecting friends instead of me when they are enemies to you? Evil would be the exchange for the unjust. Allah is talking about that when Allah called angels to prostrate to Adam, everybody prostrated except Iblis, who was a jinn. Allah put him in high rank because he was doing so much worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tested him and he failed because he had so much arrogance in him. So Allah says he is your, he rebelled against Allah, Allah said. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. He rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you take him and his seed as your protecting friend instead of me, Allah says, although they are your enemy, and evil would be the exchange for the unjust. What you are exchanging, Allah wanted him to take Allah as a guardian and a protector, but Allah says that you leave me alone and you take your enemy as your guardian. Bitha zalimina badla. For zalimin, what a bad exchange. Because you follow him. Why do you follow him? You think that, you know, all these mushrikeen, when they leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take help from others in the form of help, not like intercession, don't take me wrong, intercession is allowed in Quran from Awliya Allah. Who are Awliya Allah? Prophets, martyrs, imams, they are Awliya Allah. You can take their intercession, that's different with Allah's will. But if you worship them as junior God, that they're going to help you. This is shaitan, you know. Now, you know, like polytheists in the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they used to worship angels as Allah's daughter. So they did shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, and they worship jinnat directly. People worship shaitan directly. They think that they are going to help in the worldly deeds. That's how they think they are awliya, that they are going to help you. You know, like you go to India, you see a lot of sun god, moon god, whatever, they think that these gods are going to help to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is shirk. So they are like shaitan who you take an awliya, helping you in worldly matters. مَا أَشَدْتُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ الْخَلْقَ أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عدودا. I did not make them to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor of the creation of their self, nor choose I misleader for helpers. Subhanallah. Allah says that what you are worshipping, the Iblis and his progeny, I did not make them witness when I was creating universe, nor I make them witness when I was creating them. I do not choose my helper who are misleaders. Who are misleaders. So they have no knowledge. All this you are thinking, they are great. The shaitans, they have no ilm. They have no knowledge because they were not there when the universe was created. And they had no knowledge of the, even their creation. And this, you know, we should say, Nara Hedri Ya Ali, right? We hear always, right? Nara Hedri Ya Ali, when we hear about Khaybar Khandak, right? We should do Nara Hedri Ya Ali when you read Quranic verses. Okay? Now this verse. Vama kuntu muttakhidil mudadidina adada. Right? This verse. Nara Nor choose I misleader for helper, right? That I don't choose my misleader as helper, right? Nara Hedri Ya Ali. When people say to Mula Muttaqiyan that why don't you do some compromise with Amir Sham, he read this verse. Nara Hedri Ya Ali. He read this verse that nor choose I misleader for my helpers. Nara Hedri Ya Ali. See, that was the vision of our Ahl-e-Bayt, how they used to see Quran. Pinpoint. Pinpoint from Tawheed. Nara Hedri Ya Ali. I'm not saying that you should not say Nara Hedri when you hear Khaybar Khandak. That's good. There's one level, but there's a higher level. Mola expect us to be on higher level. Mola Mutakayan say, your tomorrow should be always better than today. Mola said when he was passing away, that remember nobody should take precedence over you in Quran. Nobody should take precedence over you in Quran. وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرْكَاءَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدْعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا. And the day when we say, call on those whom you consider to my partners, so they shall call on them, but they will not answer them. And we will cause between them a valley of perdition. Perdition means destruction. Whosoever you call besides Allah, as you made him associate, Allah said, call them today. And they will not hear any answer. And Allah says that Allah will make a valley of perdition, valley of destruction between them and those who you are calling. If you are calling shaitan, they will be anyway finished. But if you are calling some angels, or you are calling prophets as God's partner, they won't answer you. There will be destruction. They will not be destroyed because they are Allah's respected one. The link would be destroyed between you and them. You will have no link left. They will dissociate. There are a lot of us in Quran about it. They will say, we didn't know you, we didn't tell you to do this. They'll just say, we have nothing to do with you. You'll be done with them. And you'll be left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah. Mujrimuna naru fadhannu annahu muwaqi'uha walam yajidu anha masrifa. And the evildoers will see the fire, then apprehend that they are falling into it, and will find no escape from it. Ya Allah, the evildoer will see Jahannam, the fire, and they'll know that they cannot get rid of it. So there is a hadith from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that on the judgment day, which Quran says very clearly, judgment would be of 50,000 years. Prophet says that unbeliever will stand there, Allah will keep him stand there for 50,000 years on his foot. And then he will start seeing the hell. Because hell will be presented judgment day and paradise will be presented judgment, right? So when they will see hell on judgment, it will take 40 years for hell to come down and they go inside it. Ya Maramullah. We should never think for a blink of a moment that we can be escaped from the hellfire. You know, because we are also guilty ones. We are all guilty. We are not masumin, you know. We should be fearful of hellfire. If you are not fearful of hellfire, say, oh no, I cannot be good to hellfire because I'm a believer. Then that means that you not perceived the religion. Nobody is free from Allah's fire. Unless Allah decides on the judgment day where you will go, nobody knows. Only Maliki Yawmiddin knows where will he go, how will he perish, or if he will leave alone, or he will put in paradise, only it's up to him. We don't know anything. Nobody knows, but Allah knows where he will go. We we pray to Allah through the wasila of Al-Bayt. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. We cannot enter paradise unless there is your mercy. Your mercy, Allah, with the du'as of Al-Bayt. That you forgive our great sins and enter the paradise. We will not go to paradise just with our deeds. Prophet said himself that I will not go to paradise with just my deeds. Allah with his mercy will put me in paradise. So this is Prophet. Who are we? We do read dua Kubera. Mullah says that, oh Allah, if you send me to hellfire, I'll cry. I'll cry. Ya Mullah. Now in next verse, Allah is saying, وَلَقَدْ صَرَفْنَا فِي هَذِي الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Allah is explaining why people are like that. And indeed we explain in the Quran every kind of similitude for mankind, but man of the most thing is contentious. Allah says that I have explained all kind of examples in the Quran, but the man, not the believer, is contentious, means he argues, because Allah says Quran with all kind of example, but is still the man, when he reads is, he is fighting with Allah. Because when he reads Quran, he doesn't want to take any lesson, he is arrogant, he loves this world, he is clinging to this world. So whenever he sees anything, he just starts arguing about why Allah says this, why Allah said that. You know, you see that these the science students who are the young guys who become atheists when they read Quran. That's like, we read Quran, but why this is in Quran and why that is in Quran? They'll keep arguing. Because why? Because they're arrogant. They're arrogant. They see that the world is with them and they'll live here forever. And they are not humble and they don't want to take a lesson. If you don't want to take a lesson from Quran, if you are arrogant, Allah will not guide you. Hudal lil muttaqeen. Allah said this, Quran is a muttaqeen. If you are muttaqi, I'll guide you. If you are not muttaqi, I will not guide you. You will always keep arguing with me. Hudal lil muttaqeen. Allah guides only to muttaqeen, this Quran. Same thing Allah says about Torah. That I sent Torah to Moses and Harun and said that it was for muttaqeen. Allah says for Torah also. Torah is all Musafa Muttaqeen. It's not for the who are the arrogant one and they want to read the book just to see and find some faults and fight about it. Allah says, okay, if you find fault with me, which I have no fault, fault is in you, I'll misguide you. You just keep arguing. And then what Allah says, what will happen in the end? Allah says about it. وَمَا مَنْعَ النَّاسِ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ السُّنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا. And not prevented men from believing when the guidance came unto them and seeking their Lord's forgiveness. Allah says, not prevented men from believing when the guidance came unto them and seeking their Lord's forgiveness. What prevented human being to accept faith and ask astaghfar? Allah saying what? Except that the wound of the ancients should come upon them, or that the chastisement should come face to face with them. They said that we will not accept you, we will not have faith, we will not do Toba, unless what happened to the previous generation. That means they want to see same chastisement surrounding them, who are surrounded the previous one, and are see it eye to eye, the chastisement. You know, today's so-called sophisticated people, sophisticated, hypocritic Muslims, who loves money and just fame, and deep down they have no sense of the judgment verses which we read, and they just love this world, and other people who are so-called intellectual, they are all arrogant, just like the people of the Lut and the people of Adam, people of Nuh, who always said to the Prophet that we will not believe the Lord unless you bring the chastisement of the ancient time, or we see eye to eye. Same thing is today, because they are all arrogant and they think that everything is around them. They don't see the judgment, they don't see Allah. So Allah will not guide unless you are muttaqi, unless you are pious. So Allah leaves them alone. That is the thing that we should do astaghfar. So Allah make our heart humble. And same thing happened to Imam. Hussein alayhi salam on the 10th of Muharram in Karbala. He came as a guidance, as a speaking Quran. He came and he taught them the religion of his grandfather. He was an inheritor of prophets, just like Prophet Adam. He was an inheritor of Prophet Adam, inheritor of Prophet Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as an inheritor, as the guide. And he was asking people to believe in him, believe in Islam of his grandfather, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they kept denying him. They kept denying him with the same ideology that we will not believe you unless we see Allah with our own eyes. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.